We are back, and you're listening to the Critical Hour on Radio Sputnik. I'm Wilmer Leon, joined here by my co-host, Garland Nixon.
Thank you, Wilmer.
The White House reports, wife of Haiti's assassinated president accused of complicity in his killing. A Haitian judge investigating the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse in 2021 has indicted 51 people in connection with the attack, including his widow, Martine Moïse, and the leader who stepped in after the shooting. For insight into this, let's turn to our next guest. He's a journalist and editor at Haiti Liberté, Kim Ives. Kim, as always, welcome back.
Thank you, guys. Glad to be back.
So a group of gunmen wielding assault weapons assassinated Moïse and wounded his wife at their home in the hills overlooking Port-au-Prince in 2021. A final report into the attack by Judge Walter Voltaire, obtained by the Washington Post, accuses the former First Lady of complicity in the assassination and associating with criminals. What should we make of this as an accusation, Kim Ives, and then what comes from it?
Well, on the face of it, it seems to be a completely political ruling. Voltaire went to the prime minister, the de facto prime minister appointed by the core group, that is the U.S. affiliated embassies in Haiti, went to clear it with him before releasing the report, apparently. And the irony is that Ariel Henry himself is one of the principal suspects in this killing. He had two phone calls. He had many phone calls, in fact, with a fellow called Joseph Badiou, in the days leading up to and then after the assassination. But there were two in particular, 3 hours after the killing, with Badiou and Ariel Henry. Ariel Henry had been basically summoned by a judge to answer about this, and he ended up firing the judge and not answering. And he claims that he doesn't remember the phone call. Seven minutes they talked, according to the phone records. So now the judge in Haiti, people should understand, you have what's called an investigating judge who is similar to a grand jury. He goes and he interviews people, et cetera, and then he makes the charge, the indictment. So he, instead of following what was in two, what's called the DCPJ, that's sort of the FBI, if you will, of the Haitian police, they had two reports, one shorter, one quite a bit longer. A lot of the things that were in those reports are not in Voltaire's. And things that were not in the DCPJ report are in Voltaire, like the fact of Martine Moïse, who was wounded, wounded next to her husband in the bedroom where they were shot, and went to, it was flown to Miami, medevac to Miami. She got three bullets in her arm, damn near died, apparently, from loss of blood. And so it seemed very counterintuitive, to say the least, that she would have been involved. And I have to say, you know, the two of them, whatever you think about Jovenel Moïse, Martine Moïse was like his alter ego. They were partners. They were a pair. They'd known each other since they went to high school together, and had, you know, married. You know, they were extremely close. That was very clear from the press reports and everything you could see in Haiti during his reign. So to say that she would have offed her husband, and let's even take for a second that she did. Why would she do it in their bedroom, in their house above the city? Why wouldn't she have him killed when he went on a trip somewhere without her? Why would she have to do it in such a way that she gets shot? So the whole thing seems really cockamamie, and plus the fact that they also accuse in this report the very people who are leading the uprising against Jovenel, against Ariel Henry right now. In particular, a guy called Claude Joseph, who was the prime minister beforehand. He had been an interim prime minister, and he was basically kicked to the curb to make room for Ariel Henry. And then more importantly, really, is another guy called Jean-Tel Joseph, who is the head of what's called the BSAP, the Surveillance Brigade of Protected Areas. Now, this is a force that began as basically armed park rangers. We've talked about it on this show before. But now they're a militia of many thousands of men who have basically volunteered and are coming forth to carry out a revolution in Haiti. So Jean-Tel Joseph of BSAP is accused. Claude Joseph, who leads one of the political parties opposed to Ariel Henry, trying to get him to step down, and Martine Moise. So not a word about it, about Ariel Henry or about the phone call with Badiou. And in fact, just to finish, it was Badiou who is the guy who gave the order to the Colombians, apparently, to shoot Jovenel Moise. They didn't know who he was. They said, "Is this the guy?" And they described him for Badiou. And he said, "Yeah, that's the guy. Kill him." And they did. Now Badiou is the one accusing Martine Moise. Well, okay, if you're in the clutches of Ariel Henry, obviously you're not going to accuse him and sign your own death warrant. So apparently, if he did even say these things, he's pointing the finger at Martine and saying she wanted to be president. So the whole thing is really cockamamie.
Well, you know, and here's an article that we reported a long time ago, just throwing that in there. Several tied to Haiti assassination plot were previous U.S. law enforcement informants. That's on CNN, right? Even in here, they say that some of the people who are accused are awaiting trial in Florida. Well, what jurisdiction does Florida have over Haiti? They leave out the connection that the plot was hatched in Florida. It was completely connected to the United States. The people that did it were trained by the United States. And as soon as it happened, the U.S. went and grabbed two of the accused assassins and brought them back here and then started admitting, oh, yeah, they're our informants. But clearly that has nothing to do with it.
You didn't mention they were paid.
Yeah, we left that out.
Huh? OK.
All right. Your thoughts, Akim. They leave out all of the ties to the U.S. I'm just saying it. Go ahead.
Exactly. Yeah. The U.S. has really taken control of this investigation and are, you know, it's so much like the Warren Commission back in the 60s, 60 years ago when John F. Kennedy was killed. We know now today, I mean, many suspected before, but it's pretty much certain now, the CIA was completely behind it. Alan Dulles, the head of the CIA, basically orchestrated this thing. And who sat at the head of the Warren Commission investigating the killing? Alan Dulles. So now we have the same thing. Ariel Henry, who seems to have been very instrumental talking to the guy who told the triggerman to shoot Badiou 3 hours after the killing. Now he doesn't remember it. He's not mentioned in the thing. And he's the one who basically has to okay the report that Voltaire is going to release. He's under tremendous pressure. The country is rising up. I just got back from a shoot, and I'll tell you, we didn't meet a single person who would support Ariel Henry, and the demonstrations are just huge. The wreckage and aftermath of all the barricades throughout the city are in every intersection and every thoroughfare. So this guy is on very, very thin ice. And this is just, as they say in Creole, a fuite en avant, a flight forward.
What, if anything, does it mean that this was published in the Washington Post? And with your just coming back, beyond the description you just gave us, what's your sense on the ground when you deplane, when you step onto the tarmac and you take a deep breath? What do you take in?
Well, my colleague Dan Cohen at Uncaptured Media and myself arrived on February 8th, the day after 3 days of very vigorous demonstrations nationwide. This was in every city from north to south to southeast in Haiti. So it was like some post-apocalyptic film. The streets were completely deserted. You know, you're driving down these empty roads and just through all this wreckage and smoking piles of burned tires and burned cars. And you know, we went through to some of the areas. What Ariel Henry has done is he's paying some of the gangs to basically attack neighborhoods, in particular like Jimmy Sherry's Yates neighborhood, who we visited, another neighborhood called Solino nearby, from which he's taking in refugees. We talked about this in last week's Haiti Liberté. You have this sense of basically struggle, armed struggle in the streets, being sort of contracted out to these criminal gangs to fight against the healthy neighborhoods that are fighting Ariel Henry and to pin them down. All of this is while they're waiting for this Kenyan force, which, as we've talked about on the show, the Kenyan courts have said, no, the police can't go. And yet this past weekend, the chief of police and the head of the Justice Department were up in Washington discussing with U.S. officials how to get this Kenyan force on the ground. And it should be added that one of the Kenyan officials who was apparently critical of a Kenyan deployment, he died in his hotel room. What a coincidence. Anyway.
Kim Ives, as always, thank you so much for your time. Greatly, greatly appreciate that analysis. And we look forward to having you back.
Thanks a lot, guys.
We got to look into that one, Garland.
Died in his hotel room. An untimely demise, as they say. Voted the wrong way. He died of a bad vote, I think.
That can be toxic.